There comes a time in everyone's life when they choose stasis or they choose to grow, to be open to new views and experiences and challenge what they think they know. We don't live in a black and white world, and sexuality exists in the gray. You can't define those roles so rigidly by saying someone's totally straight or totally gay. Because people are just people, and like today is omnisexual. God, I love this new side of me as a modern heteroflexible. So with the help of a lot of booze, I find a girl and we make out. And it feels the same as kissing a guy, so I don't see what all the fuss is about. We keep hooking up and it feels so good with my new broad outlook firmly in place. I've come so far, it feels so right. There's a vagina in my face, and I'm like,
Oh my god! What? No!
Holy shit, I didn't expect that. I didn't know I'd react that way. I was repelled like negatively charged ions in a magnetic field, or like I got pricked by a thorn. I'm Cinderella and it's midnight. My coach turned into a woman. I haven't been that close to a vagina since I was born. I thought I understood what was up down there, but it's just so human when you see it up close. It's a messy, visible, secreting organ. Real woman genitals are kind of gross. I thought it'd be smooth and non-threatening or non-existent like Barbies. Instead, it looks like a half-eaten beef and cheddar in the garbage can at Arby's. It's wrinkly and flappy and uneven and messy and kind of pink, but also kind of brown with a super aggressive, like, hole in a hoodie triangle, protruding skin mounds like a weather-beaten deflated football, or a decomposing bloody pear, or a toothless mouth with gum rotten yeast that's salivating and covered in hair.
Oh,
I knew it smelled weird, but this is extreme, like old French dressing in a salad bar, or expired banana Activia, or a dead rotting turtle you left in your car. It reminds me of the smell of my grandma's house, or a guinea pig with bacterial disease, walking from a jar of formaldehyde, or fresh spaghettios and more blue cheese.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I said that. That was insensitive and immature.
I swear I'm not homophobic or anti-woman, just caught off guard for sure. The female anatomy is divine and imperfect and should be eternally celebrated and revered for its role as a beautiful vessel wherein all life is created. When I think about it...
Oh, God, they're already shouting out again! I'm the head of the head!
Oh, no! I'm sorry for the confusion, ma'am. I guess I'm not that evolved. My illusions of bisexuality just instantly dissolved. I'm more in the cool new life I'd envisioned where love renders gender preference obsolete. So when I looked a vagina in the eye, I made a hasty, ungraceful retreat. So my sad but definite conclusion is that my mouth is for food and penises only, but I'm happy so many people like it down there. Otherwise, I'd be really lonely. And I can't believe I have one of those... Ew. I messed it up a little bit.
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Sherry and I have a photo project that we're working on, and I have a
why can't
very
you tell us?
Good. Well, I don't want to spoilize it.
I don't want you to spoilize it. Don't let
Fine.
Roy spoilize
what,
it.
What project? Fine. Are you working on a project?
I will say this. We're working on a calendar.
Okay.
And it's all photos of me.
Can I guess what it is already?
I pre-order one.
Can I pre-order
okay.
one?
Okay.
Yeah, Mitch is going to sell like the Hooters girls or the Hooters calendars. You know, they bug you when you're
yeah, there. Nude or tastefully nude.
Like tastefully.
Oh, your dick's just going to be flopping out there?
Maybe.
I was talking about more like the body thing from
I have
ESPN.
I have a line.
Okay, Sherry, I guess I can't show everyone my dick.
Okay, so
no, you can there,
nude.
But not on but
unless,
camera.
Unless you give me 50 roses gets you a dick pic, I think.
Well, I've already seen Mitch's penis, so I don't like that Sherry's putting up these new rules now that we can't see his penis.
No, you can see his penis. We're just not going
to
take...
It has to be in person.
It has to be in person.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, you can see everything else completely naked all over the internet, but the dick is mine.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Sexy time. Hi, everyone.
Music.
I'm
just a bachelor.
Waiting for... Wait, how does this go? Hold on, let's listen to this before we introduce everyone. Because these lyrics are, like, you know, Grammy award winning.
I'm just a bachelor.
I always thought you said bastard there.
He is.
Oh, partner.
There are words to this song?
Huh?
There are words to this song?
Yeah, man.
I always just think of Channing Tatum.
I love the chorus.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce right now on morelikeradio.com.
That is
slash
correct.
Live.
Yes.
I am Joel Dutch Van Meegeren here with Royce Lopez.
Hi.
Marie Lopez.
Ride Hi. It, my pony.
My saddle's waiting. Ride it.
Would you want to refer to your dick as a pony? Like, wouldn't you want to say, like, stallion?
No, pony's still pretty big. I mean, it's a small horse, but it's big for... It's still
yeah, compared
pretty
to
big
other
penis.
Animals, but you're talking about, like, a baby horse.
Yeah, but a
baby horses have stamina. Are you kidding me?
A baby horse's dick is still bigger than your dick.
I guess if...
Debatable.
I'd rather cuddle with a pony than with a stallion.
Yeah, but when you say something like, yeah, that thing was the size of Rhode Island. Like, okay... Yeah, that's big considering landmass if you're comparing that to a house. But if you're going to go with things that are large, go with Texas or Alaska, right?
I mean, I feel like that any pony's dick is going to still be larger than any man's dick.
Dutch, it's not the size of the boat. It's the motion in the ocean.
Sure. We're also here with Johnny Cake Sanzeri.
Hola!
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hi, Felicia.
I like that. And Sherry Dalai Lama.
Hello.
And my wonderfully awesome girlfriend, Kelsey Thompson, behind me here.
Hello.
Oh, your mic's not on.
Hello.
Perfect. Sorry, I didn't mean to put... I have to ride her volumes because she doesn't have her own.
She's
my
pony.
Hi.
Huh?
Me?
Not you, them. Okay, this is going to be a disaster. Anyways, hi, everybody. 954-573-2780. Dude, get the fuck out of here. You're not allowed in the office. Go.
Aww. Get out.
Aww. No, he chews wires.
Aww.
He's still a puppy. We haven't neutered him yet, and he has a problem with eating couches and shoes and socks, carpet.
Couches.
I already said that. Oh. 954-573-2780. If you would like to get in touch with the show, or if you want to Skype in, Hippo Juice Film on Skype.
Couch. Yep.
Or if you want to join in the chat room, see the video and all that kind of happy horse shit, go to morelikeradio.com/live.
Maybe more people will tune in if you weren't such a potty mouth.
speaking of potty, I I'll just get into it. What did you guys do for New Year's Eve? Because I saw a picture of Mitch and Joe and Royce's. They were just nude.
Should we let John go first?
Yeah, why don't we let John go first?
Want to do that?
Ours is going to be long.
Yeah.
Okay, Cakesy, what did you do?
For New Year's or like since the last time we spoke?
New Year's.
That was...
went to...
The last time we spoke.
Hold on, John, real quick, just remind me. How long have we been doing radio?
10 plus years.
Okay. Then why are you still asking questions like that?
Because I want to keep you on the toes.
Okay, normally I say, what'd you guys do this weekend, which was New Year's, so that encompasses both questions.
Okay, how about this? Let me ask John the question. John, what did you do this New Year and or any days around there since the last show we did together?
Or what have you done since the 27th of December?
Or tell us any interesting stories.
Saturday before, the day before,
that's not New Year's. Forget it. You're a liar. I'm kidding.
Liar.
I'm kidding. Go ahead, John.
finally saw Rogue One before the year's end.
And what'd you think?
It was fucking amazing. I don't know what everyone's big deal was.
Rogue One was amazing. I don't, people didn't like it. I thought everyone liked it.
Yeah, no one had a big deal about it.
Yeah, who said it was bad?
like a small percentage of people that are like, oh, the bank account with the,
well, honestly,
no front credits and the.
If they're talking like that, they're clearly mentally retarded. Like, that's not a way normal people talk. Those aren't even words.
Well, you can't have conversations with these people.
Like, we were at the grocery store the other day, and the guy checking us out was slow, black guy. But Marie thought the guy kept smiling, and for a second, Marie thought he was, like, checking her out. But then when she realized he was retarded, she was like, all right, now I feel bad.
He started playing with the plastic cap on top of my salad dressing bottle. Yeah. Like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. That was like an immediate turnaround. Like, you immediately go, oh, wait, nope, got to be nice to this person.
All right, so you have retarded friends that don't like Rogue One.
Yes.
All right, go on.
And then all of the people at Tate's Comics, the comic shop I work at, we just had like a really huge house party.
Nice. Whose house?
Tate's?
I'm sorry?
Whose house?
Where?
In Coral Springs, one of the managers, not the owner. The owner was in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Did it have comic book type stuff?
Couple of it, yeah. Couple of the gifts, because we had like I guess a variation of White Elephant. Basically, anybody that got like a really horrible present that they didn't want to keep, they brought it to the party, and then we raffled off through numbers, and that number you would pick up any of the random gifts, and then you had the choice of either keeping it or exchanging it. And if somebody picked one up and they didn't want to keep it,
so boring and forever taking.
Sorry.
They would exchange it off.
We know what White Elephant is.
We know Elephant works. Did anything interesting happen?
Have you ever done Hispanic Elephant?
What's that?
Where you go to CVS last minute on Christmas Eve and get really terrible gifts for your grandchildren.
Aww.
That was only my family? Oh, okay.
Aww.
Oh, good. Another fucking bottle of Jennifer Lopez cologne. Great. Yeah, you really took time to buy my gift.
Did anyone see the New Year's Rockin' Eve? New Year's Eve thing?
Yeah.
I heard Mariah Carey was spectacular.
Forget Mariah Carey, because Mariah Carey's meltdown was whatever. Can somebody explain to me who the fuck replaced Jenny McCarthy with a sci-fi original movie version of her? Because the surgery she had, even she looks like a different person. Am I the only, when I saw her, we were all together, and I go, is that Jenny McCarthy?
I mean, I was very drunk, but I couldn't recognize her anymore.
Did you see Jenny?
She looked like Cruella DeVille from 101
Please
Dalmatians.
Somebody post a picture of Jenny McCarthy. She's had so much surgery, and now she's still trying to be like that crazy bad girl, but it's coming out from somebody who should be a grandma, and it just doesn't work, you know?
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Stop having surgery. Just stop.
And vaccinate your kids, finally.
Let me see if I can find one for the chat. This one, she doesn't look too terrible in, but... Yeah, she's done a lot of surgery.
Oh, that's one of the better ones. That's before she was rained on and all the fucking face concealing shit came off. Because she looked like a fucking mess. And... the weirdest part is, like, this is...
Oh, that's good. McCarthy's trying to look like Ryan Seacrest.
This is Dick Clark's rocking New York's Eve or rolling in his fucking grave or whatever they're doing. They're
New York's Eve? Isn't he dead?
Whatever, yeah. Yeah, he's dead, but they still name it after him. So basically what this is just Ryan Seacrest just feasting off of Dick Clark's corpse on New Year's Eve. It's ridiculous, and it's almost embarrassing, like... They went to the New Orleans feed, and they were talking to people there, and all Jenny McCarthy was doing was acting like it was still 1999 Jenny McCarthy singled out, asking, like, what about the guys in New Orleans? Look at the hot guys in New Orleans. So hot.
Remember when I used to be a hot dog vendor in Chicago? Oh my God.
Oh, God. She's married to the fucking other Wahlberg, isn't she?
Oh, the one that has bad hair?
Yeah, she's married to Donnie.
Aw.
I didn't even know who that was, so thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, it's Donnie Wahlberg. It's, I mean, he's...
he needs to stop wearing hats. He looks like a Dick Tracy knockoff.
He's the dude that shows up at the Wahlburgers restaurants because Donnie's actually filming movies. I mean, Mark is actually filming movies. Yeah. But...
All right. Well, yeah. So I didn't recognize her, but then again, I was drunky poo, so...
Anywho, what did you end up doing for New Year's, John? Why didn't you get to that? You just hung out?
No, yeah, just hung. It was uneventful.
Did you kiss anybody on New Year's or?
I mean, I kissed a guy.
Why?
What? Did you like it?
That counts. Go on.
Face of his cherry chapstick.
No, what? No, it was like one of like my.
took Kelsey about 3 seconds.
What man did you lovingly kiss as the ball dropped?
No, it was one of the gay guys at the that works at the comic shop.
Well, obviously he's gay if you're kissing him, but
that's
who
not
is
true.
It?
I've kissed the guy who's straight.
Not necessarily, yeah.
You're the gay.
No, I'm not.
Don't be the judgy poo on this show.
Seriously.
He's right. It was just a pop kiss. It wasn't like, you know, like.
Oh,
fucking...
okay. Well, that's good. It's fine then.
Wait, so he didn't have anybody to make out with?
Of course he did. He had his girlfriend or boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
John's
there we
confused.
Go. Boyfriend.
Yeah, John is confused. Hey, buddy, you know, John, I just want to let you know, if you came out as gay, none of us are going to be mad at you.
I didn't say I was gay.
No, I didn't say you were either. I'm just saying this is a safe place for you if you wanted to.
I know it is. You guys can completely troll the shit out of me.
Safe place. Okay?
So that's it? And you also had your birthday. Did you do anything fun for that?
Yeah, I had special girly that I've been talking to that also works at the comic shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like one of those random things. She asked me what I was doing for my birthday. I was supposed to go lobster diving, but the weather conditions scrapped that. So the first thing that popped into my head was pancakes. So
is that code for hand joes or blow joes?
No, it's pretty cut and dried pancakes.
Did you get any hand joes or blow joes?
No.
Why?
Because it was in the middle of the day at a public place.
But it's your birthday.
Yeah.
I know.
That's no excuse.
Yeah, I know. You know, come on.
Sanzeri deserves some blowjobs, guys. Come on, girls.
Yeah, come on.
I really do.
Give him some glamour jammers.
No, she, like, make me... She's like, I'm going to... Because I guess she has it baked in a long time. She's like, what do you like? And I as far as desserts go...
I like blowjobs. <You're great. laughs>
All right, so Dutch, you went to some sort of fancy shindig, correct?
Yes, me and my brother, or two of my brothers actually, and one of my best friends. And it was like a six way couple kind of thing. We went to this 1920s roaring. It was fun. It was like this 3-level thing in this huge. What was the place called? It was like this
opera house.
Oh, your mic's off again.
Thanks. Opera house.
This opera house type of thing, and everybody was dressed to the nines, and they had like a live like 1920s band there.
You looked
and
pretty dapper.
Thank you.
Joel wore a suit.
Hold on. Joe's suit looked nice, but you know what Joel looked like? Joel looks like when you're playing GTA 5 and your guy's character, you put the hairy, the fucked up messy beard and messy hair, but then dress him up in a tux. Like, that's what he looked like, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I'm just trying to fit in.
You get double XP.
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh. He looks like when you knock someone out in one of those missions and dress up. You were like
dress up like them.
You
yeah.
were going to assassinate somebody.
What I said is, Hitman. What I said is, he looks like if the people in The Hangover was a real person.
Yeah, you're all. Mitch has a good point. You're all the people in The Hangover in one person.
Well, here's the thing with me is that like I
he
have.
Is that a gumshoe in the background of that photo with the camera?
Yeah. Who's
oh
that
yeah, dude. They
you?
Were there. Everybody was dressed up in the 20s. It was kind of cool to see, actually. But you know what the problem with me is that I have like light brown hair and like a jet black beard when I grow it out, and it like doesn't match. It looks like I'd use Just for Men on my face, and so that's probably it. Just, I do look like a mess, Jesus.
Moss,
no, you I'm looking at the picture great. Right now. I'll find a better one.
Moss says you're almost a 7 in that.
Almost. Hey, I'm moving up.
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Yeah, he went from a 5 to a 7. That's not bad. 2 points.
No, 6, sir.
You know what he looks
on
like?
Whose scale?
Here's what Dutch looks like. Dutch looks like someone who used to like hide bodies for the mob, but he was just promoted to a made man. But he hasn't yet. He's not like they just bought him a new tailored suit, his first suit, and he's still learning the ropes.
No, to me.
No, Charlie, we need you to fit in tonight. You're not
Charlie,
whacking anybody.
Get a haircut, would you? I'll pay for it.
To me, you look like a guy that bets on race horses. Mm-hmm. But then you had
but he
to
doesn't
go,
win much.
But then you had to show up to the box later on and you had to put on a suit.
By Dutch, the way, I think you can if you just do the cut. You don't have to have just
you know what he looks like? Dutch looks like somebody.
I'm trying.
Dutch looks like somebody in SEAL Team 6 who just got back from killing someone trying to fit in a gala event.
There's just a lot going on upstairs now.
It's like he has a 1,000-yard stare like, this suit is nice, but what am I here? Why am I here?
You know what Kelsey looks like?
Hmm.
What?
Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that is what I see. Like, you can get some purple gloves, and that can be your Halloween costume next year. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, you and your huge boobs.
Which works, because Dutch looks like Roger. So,
perfect.
I don't know how to feel about that comment.
Roger Rabbit was handsome. He got Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? He was doing something,
I mean,
right?
Sure, she was playing patty cake with another guy, but what are you going to do? You know, she was fucking trapped. You know, Roger Rabbit was a political thriller. Not many people know this. If you pay close attention to it. It's basically the Pelican Brief. But
well, how was the actual musical event?
It was fun. There was, are you talking about me or them?
Hey, Justin, I am paying attention to Facebook. Sorry. Yes, that was Cuban Christmas. Hi, Mersh. Go to morelikeradio.com/live. I'm trying to pay attention to both ones. And yes, Jessica Rabbit was a hottie. I'm sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
I was asking Dutch and Kelsey how they enjoyed the music. What was it?
It was good. There was like, okay, there was like the three floors of things going on. And the middle floor had like a live like swing band doing like, you know, like updated versions of like a Charleston and a lot of swing bands and stuff like that. And then you go to like the bottom floor and it was just straight club music. You know, just everybody danced like you would at like a regular nightclub. And then the top area was just kind of like a lounge VIP type of area. And no, it was good. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, the music was good. The only problem was we didn't realize how expensive it was just to get in to that place, but it ended up being worth it.
Did you guys go to the Eyes Wide Shut floor? Like where they're doing
looking for one.
Party with the man. Because every time I see people dressed up like that, I always think of like there's this hidden orgy room somewhere. You know what I mean?
Password Spadilio.
I was actually thinking that right? Too when I was there.
I don't know what it is. When I see rich people, it's like they have so much money, they have everything. So there's got to be some sort of secret orgy room where they all walk around in masks, just jerk each other.
No, I was actually impressed with like how 75% of everybody who was there, which was a lot of people, all dressed like they were in the 20s.
It would have been more authentic if they would have had like the feds combust in for prohibition.
Did they have separate water fountains like the 20s or that not they didn't get that authentic?
No.
Okay. I don't know how authentic they I don't know if it was Paula Deen wedding authentic, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's fucking real as you could get.
Would you
All right, let's
again?
Cut to the chase. As everybody knows, Mitch and Sherry traveled down to Florida to hang out with Royce and Marie for New Year's. So
they did.
Give me the story, you guys.
Well, okay, it was boring. No.
No, we need to start off with the very first thing that happened after we picked them up from the airport.
All right, so we picked them up at the airport, at Orlando Airport. And
it's amazing.
We go to 7-Eleven to get gas. Marie's putting gas.
Right, I forgot already.
Yeah. And Marie, grab the photo.
It's already in there.
Okay, so we go to get gas, and as we park, I look ahead of me, and I see a guy walking. And I'm like, is that the Christmas jammies guy?
Immediately. This was immediately. We were still driving, and he just sees this dude in a green shirt and
because,
a hat.
Okay, here's
He's
the
like,
thing.
Is that the Holderness guy?
For people who don't know.
Emilio Estevez.
For new listeners, the Holderness family, and they're huge. A bunch of millions of viewers. They did the Christmas jammy song. And
Guess YouTube.
I'll pull one up real quick.
YouTube.
Yeah, there
family.
Were YouTube sensation family that did like cute stuff or
they
whatever. And
did
we
a
I think
spoof.
We discovered them like 3 years ago.
We have
they
not
do family friendly cover songs.
And you know, you know what the thing is, Dutch. As I say, let's play a little bit of Christmas jammies for the new listeners, so you know who we met here. 16 million views. Okay, here it is.
I don't have any. I don't have any.
I got it.
Perfectly wearing Christmas jammies. Now for Lola, 2013 was full speed ahead. She now has a medal hanging over her bed.
So this is that was them. Christmas jammies.
He recognizes. You know,
I recognized him immediately.
He recognizes Daddy Holderness walking into 7-Eleven as we're pulling up to the pump. I had to stop abruptly because he was about to jump out of the car and
tackle this man. You don't understand. I lost my mind.
Royce, you could have thought Royce was the number one super fan of this guy.
Now, Sherry, you were there. That's true. I was very excited. Now,
before we can
thing.
Go too much further, can I set a little context here?
Sure.
When we played this, he even mentioned it in the song 13. So it was at least 3 years ago that we played this.
We've crucified
them.
It's not just that we've crucified them
on the air.
It's not just that we've crucified them. It's become our Christmas tradition every year. For three
Let's
years.
Let's see what these guys are up to. Let's see what new awful cover they did.
And we have said some horrendous.
Very nice things about them.
Horrendous.
Big fans.
Dutch, some of the things we've said are not nice. So anyway.
I know.
Let's
not repeat them.
I go inside. And I don't want to be a weirdo, so I go into 7-Eleven.
No, first of all, you're a weirdo because you can recognize them just from across a 7-Eleven parking lot. That's weird enough.
Oh, like, Dutch.
The savantness of your brain is Dutch, so strange sometimes.
Dutch, for example, if you were to see the Juggalo rapping kid, you would know him immediately. Like, you know, it's just, you know.
I don't think I would.
I would. Anyway.
Yeah, now without his makeup on.
Let me get to it. So I walk inside. And if, by the way, it's just him and his kid. He's carrying his kid, the young boy. He walks in, and it's a 7-Eleven, so as you know, it's just like one bathroom, you know, and there's a line. And it's 7-Eleven right by my house. So there's a line, and I don't want to be a weirdo, so I'm looking around like I'm looking at stuff. And while he's waiting to go to the bathroom with his kid, I pull up Holder and his family and look at the picture to make sure that's him in the 7-Eleven. I look at it, and I go, yeah, that's fucking him.
Because I wasn't 100% sure when Royce jumped out the car.
So I get my phone, and... there's a few people in front of him. As he goes to the bathroom, I pull my phone to camera. I turn my camera on. I'm like, okay, this is happening. He walks out. I don't see the rest of the family, mind you. I only see him and his kid walk out. Well, lo and behold, as soon as him and his kid walk out, the rest of his family, his wife and the girl, little girl walk out. All of them.
The whole family.
Whole family converges.
Dad, mom, two children and all.
By the Gatorade section of the 7-Eleven. I see that and I walk up. And I go, excuse me, I have to ask you guys a question. Are you the Holderness family? And he goes, yeah, hey, what's up? I go, hey, you know, I go, look at you guys, and I really thought it was you, blah, 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 blah. I go, do you mind if I take a picture? And they go, yeah, no, sure, blah, blah, blah. I took a picture. Then they all, wife is super pretty, by the way, in person. She's very, very pretty. And the guy's super nice, tall dude.
By the way, is that the only picture that Marie posted that you guys got of him?
Only I don't want to bug him in a 7-Eleven.
Are you going to take a full photo shoot in a 7-Eleven?
I'm not saying that, but my point is that
he was on their family vacation
with kids. You know, he looked like he was being nice, but he kind of looked like dad on the third day of a family vacation with kids. You know what I mean? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know that look on his face. Like,
you're like the fifth person that came up. Hey, you going to write a song about Gatorade?
I know, but see, the thing is, I didn't do any of that. I just said, hey, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I have never felt so, and I've said a lot of bad things about a lot of people. I have never felt so bad being so mean to people because
it's not as fun when you actually like meet them. You're like,
Dutch,
oh.
The nicest people
Royce.
I've ever met.
Now watch me sip. My shout out, Nene.
Thank you.
Watch me sip.
I appreciate it. Now, Dutch. I have to let you know, every time I felt bad that I was mean to them because they were so nice to me, Sherry would sing that song and it would remind me why, and I would thank her, go, thank you. Now I remember why I hate these people. Because like, you know, I have to keep reminding, because dude, super nice. And then they go, yeah, no, you know, my wife's family lives in Sarasota and mine lives in Orlando and, you know, we do the I-4 thing and I made a Star Wars joke. I go, oh, the I-4 thing. Oh, that's what I call the Kessel Run. He goes, oh, Kessel Run. I like that. And we laugh. Two internet stars share to laugh in a 7-Eleven. And I sent him a tweet, and then he's following me now, so I am friends with him. My problem
See, now
is,
you're best friends.
I'm debating sending him a DM to ask him on the show. My problem is that the level of embarrassment of what?
You can't.
The problem is,
you know what's going to happen? You're going to invite him on the show. He's like, oh, sure, yeah. And he's just going to go back and check on an episode. Randomly, he's going to find the one of the episodes where we make rip him apart. And
if I remember correctly, I think the first time we found them, like we had a whole theory that like his wife, you know, that they're cuckolds or something.
I know. And, you know,
they're just nice people.
So nice. Just so, they were so, he was such a nice guy, and I felt super bad.
So that was 1 hour in to us getting Mitch and Sherry.
That was like 30 minutes in.
Yeah. By the way, to tell the listeners the level of Royce's excitement, he texted me.
I called
him
too,
picture.
And I called him.
Hey, Royce never calls anybody. Like, he texts me that picture, goes, dude, it's the Christmas Jammies people. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And
Joel,
then he calls
Joel ignored
me,
us.
And he was so excited to tell me what happened.
So,
and you ignored our phone call.
Yeah, we tried to call you from the car so we could all talk to you. You wouldn't answer.
So I talked to them.
Hey, when did you call me?
The same. Royce started to call, and then we said, no, let's call from the car. And so it was using my phone right after.
Oh, it might have come up.
Uh-huh. My point is, I met the Holderness family, and my thing is that I don't know, man.
Is it Tallahassee,
Royce, maybe
Florida?
You need to be a better person and stop judging people before you get to know them.
Yeah, Royce, maybe you should start doing that.
Yeah, Royce.
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 I mean,
Royce.
Royce.
Okay.
So that evening, we met up with some friends and went to a local winery per the request of Sherry and Mitch wanting to see a Florida winery. So we took them to Keel and Curly.
It wasn't so much a request of wanting to see a Florida winery. It's just we wanted to drink.
So we go to the winery, and I talked about my friend before, but the guy in the picture wearing the backwards camo hat, his name is Ken. One of the funniest people that you'll ever meet in life. But every once in a while when Ken drinks, Ken's alter ego comes out. Ken's alter ego's name is Gator. It's Gator. And Gator will come out, and Gator don't take no shit from nobody.
Gator also likes talking to the third person.
Yeah, Gator talks to the third person. And he does it a lot, and he does it loudly, and he does it in public. And
we realize that Gator has the same horrible tattoo that Joel
has.
Yes. So I took a picture. I made him lift his shirt up.
You started that picture too. You're like, hey, we replaced you, by the way. And I was like, oh, man.
He was wearing a V-neck,
yeah,
and he had your tattoo. And I'm like, this is replacement Dutch. He's drinking, and he's basically acting the same way. And he has a lovely wife as well. So they joined us, and then not in the photo, but our friends Ramcat and Buttercup Sunset came and joined us as well. But the
now
best
we go
part,
to we go, oh no, the best part before we get to that, to me, because everyone's when they're out there, the winery is empty because it's still, you know, it's a Thursday, and they have a stage outside. No one was playing. Towards the end of the night, Sherry and my friend Kelly, the girl you see there, they walk up on the stage and they start rapping an entire Eminem song.
She was so much better than me.
And
she did so good.
For no reason in a winery. And
there were plenty of reasons.
So anyway, Sherry flew all the way to Florida to come to a winery to feed a duck.
The duck was from Minnesota, he told me.
She was sitting on the floor feeding the duck crackers.
It was the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah.
There was just a duck at the winery just walking around.
Yeah.
Kind of just looking at people.
His name was, I think it was like Darwin Duck, and then they renamed him to Duck Martin.
Was it Darwin or was it
Duck Martin.
We did call him Duck
Martin.
Martin's
better.
We called him Duck Martin because we assumed he was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. she was feeding the duck. There was also
Mitch held the duck against his will. He basically raped the duck.
I don't know if it was rape, but the duck definitely did not want to be held. And no, I have to give kudos to Mitch because I was wanting to pick up that duck all goddamn night, and you just went and did it. And I was like,
I don't have
it
online, but
there it is. Dynasty.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah.
I'm just holding up with my phone, and it's not.
Yeah, Roy, switch the camera to Mitch.
Oh, hold on.
Royce.
I'm doing it.
He's doing it. There's like a million things. There it is.
Did not want to be held.
Why did you not post it? Why are we holding up?
I don't know. I don't know why I didn't think about that.
There
was a lot of drinking going on this weekend.
There was a lot of drinking going on.
So what did we do after that?
Well, that was the
winery.
That was just the winery night. We were just killing time until we got to the river. And so Friday morning, we get up bright and early and have a nice breakfast.
Some stuff happened after that, but whatever. Go on.
And we drove up to Wikiwachi. Uh-huh.
Are we not divulging?
We're being. This is a PG-13 show, Dutch. That's what you're getting.
We went after the winery. We went to some friends' houses and we watched the news.
Refreshments were served.
Okay.
Okay. I'm good at this, actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's do the clean radio version.
Listen, I got it. But if I'm gonna do it, let me do it.
Because I love this game.
If more people do it, you gotta let me do it. Just let me do it. So we were hanging out at our friend's house, and at hanging out with our friend's house, we're over at Ramcat's house, and we wait. Hold on, you gotta give
me
a
second. You watch local news, and we took out some gin.
That's not what happened.
And
no, let me tell this.
Did I say let me do it?
Didn't you say let me do it? Let me do it. Stop it. You're confusing me. If you confuse me, it's going to be worse.
I somehow got new underwear.
Yes. So they do this tradition every New Year's where Sherry and Marie trade bras. That's fine.
No, that was not what happened.
You did.
Well, we did, but that's not how – that wasn't the tradition.
They traded bras in the car.
I did not trade.
It's happened 2 years in a row. That kind of makes it a tradition.
Yeah.
I acquired new ones.
Anyway.
Tina had some leftover stuff that she wasn't using, and she gave it to me, and I tried it on then and there.
So anyway, they're in the guest bedroom at Tina's house, and I don't know what they're doing in there. They're all giggling. And for whatever reason, Ramcat, Mitch, and myself were just sitting there. And not just watching local news, but watching like the local news that only the cable channels local news, like they're like
public access,
right? Like, and it was dumb stories about the weather. And all I hear from the other room is, "Are you guys watching the news?" I'm like, "What are you guys doing over there?" And well,
I don't think that's what we asked. I think we
You did ask that because I'm the sober one that remembers. I'm the driver. Trust me, that's what you asked.
My drunk ass remembers going, "What are you guys doing over there?"
And we said we were watching the news.
I didn't know what you were doing.
They were having their own fashion show in the room. How about that? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
It's fair.
Girls like to try on clothes, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying on each other's clothes. And you guys were watching the local news. So, there's that. So, anyway. Good job.
And there was one of those wacky morning zoo horns that you have.
Listen, all I got to say is, the next morning, I was super surprised I did not have a hangover. Because you do that thing where you wake up in your bed and you say, I shouldn't be hungover. All I had was a flight of wine and then a glass of wine. Oh, and then I got another glass of wine. Oh, and then I got a cider. No, wait. That was two ciders. Oh, wait. And then Sherry got a bottle. And then I started pouring her wine into my glass from her bottle. No, but that was it. Oh, no. Then we went over to Marcantina's and he gave me gin. And, like, it kept going. And, when I first woke up, I thought I just had a flight of wine and that was it.
Yeah, the listeners aren't liking how vague you guys are being. One of the listeners is saying, wow, so exciting.
Maybe the guest should change the username.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Hey, they get what they get. You know,
exactly.
What do they want from me?
Exactly. So,
you guys watched local news and you guys traded bras. That was it, huh?
That was it. And then,
for some reason, I don't believe you.
That was it.
That was it.
How many logins does your girlfriend need?
I don't know. So.
Oh, that was
great.
Molly,
yeah. I said so excited.
Why do you keep changing your name?
It's not registering. It was me.
Because she's trying to be provocative.
Wikiwatchy.
Yeah, that was me that said, wow, so exciting.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
Oh, why?
So,
just use your imagination and fill in the blanks.
Me. Thanks, Kelsey.
What happened?
I'm just thinking of brainstorming.
Was there any pool tables there?
No. Not that night. No.
No.
Was there anything used like pool tables?
No, we didn't actually use it. There weren't any pool tables anywhere we went.
There were no pool tables.
Dutch, I'm sorry.
Shared bedrooms.
What?
Shared bedroom.
Thank you, honey.
How weird did it get?
There was a guest room. We had a guest room. We're trying to move on.
I think
we're only on day one, guys.
I think this will answer your question.
Maybe, baby.
Literally, we're on day one.
Did that answer your question?
Here's the thing, listeners. They'll tell me what they actually did off air, and you'll have to just sit in that suspense. But go ahead.
3 day weekend, guys. Just keep up with the pace here.
Okay.
So after we leave the house, I'm the sober one, obviously. So I'm driving the car home. And between leaving Margantina's house and going to our house, Marie was sitting up front and Sherry and Mitch were sitting in the back. And then Sherry ended up in the front seat, hammered. Do you remember?
I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I know you were drunk.
How did I get there? Did I teleport?
I watched you climb over the
center console on the middle of the highway.
While you're driving?
I'm going 80.
While he's driving.
I'm going 80 on the highway. Okay? And
thanks for not killing me.
She hops over on the and sits on Marie's lap for about the last 10 miles of the journey.
Cradled her like a baby.
Like a baby. And you're fucking insane. I swear to God. Look, here's what I want to explain. There's two Sherrys, okay? There's Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll is before wine. Mrs. Hyde is a different person. Anyway.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I know you've seen it. So it went from that to also the next day, Mitch shows Sherry a picture on his phone. And she goes, oh, my God, why'd you take that picture? He goes, because you told me to. You came out naked
she
in a
demanded it.
You came
she
out naked demand- in a top
like,
hat
take my picture
and
now.
Said, take my picture now. I was there. And the next day, she was horrified going, why did you take that picture? I go, are you serious? You literally screamed at him to do it. It was insanity. I've never seen that.
I was wearing a top hat. I don't know why I was so upset.
Only a top hat.
She brought her fashion show out to us.
It was like
you came out nude with a top hat on?
It was an Abe Lincoln stovepipe hat, black top hat.
It was fucking...
I don't know where she got it.
Shut up, because there's another picture where Marie's only wearing a sombrero. So it was apparently only funny hat night. And that was night one, by the way. This is night one.
Just a bunch of drunk naked girls in top hats.
And giant sombreros. Yeah.
Oh. Fuck, that was hilarious.
So, that's funny. Again, that was only
so anyway,
day
we're
one.
Driving back, and I'm driving, and I'm trying to focus. Remember, keep in mind, I'm the only sober one. Although Mitch is pretty level. Even when Mitch
I was
drinks
fairly
one,
sober.
He's pretty yeah. sober. Sherry and Marie are fucking gone. And I'm from driving, and I'm like, she's like sitting, I'm like, oh, there's still like 10 miles left. So then when we're getting home, Sherry's on Marie's lap in the front seat, right? And there may or may not be clothes on. So we're driving. And
like a baby.
Like a baby. And we're driving. And I keep thinking to myself, oh, my God. And I said it out loud to them. I go, oh, my God, I don't want to hit a red light. Then I go, wait a second. I kind of want to hit a red light.
So that he can just look at the guy next to
me. Just to,
say, to yeah.
look at the guy next to me and lower the window and go, fuck's your problem. Put the window up.
What are you doing with your life?
Yeah. Oh! What? You're going to McDonald's? That's cool. Anyway, so you get to the house. They literally had to sneak in because they didn't want to get dressed from the driveway into the house.
Well, of
so
course not.
They sneak in.
That would be silly.
Next day, right? What did we do the next day?
Friday, we went up to the river.
Oh, yes.
Wait. I want to combine the morning with that real quick.
Sure.
Mitch was making coffee, and I looked over on the counter, and I was like, Mitch, why are my pants folded so nicely on the counter? He goes,
because you weren't wearing them in the car.
I was like, I wasn't.
You didn't have. Yeah.
I was like, I wasn't. He goes, no. I was like, how did I get inside? Because their car was parked outside. They're like, he's like, really fast.
I was hoping that one of my neighbors with kids didn't walk out. It was
late.
It was late.
Like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night. It wasn't that late.
Oh.
It really wasn't that late. All the people's Christmas lights were on. Someone was walking a dog. It wasn't that late. What time do you think it was?
I thought we were pacing ourselves.
Fucking kids are outside playing hopscotch. It's late. Pacing yourself. You fucking animals. You guys literally closed down the wine bar.
We started at like 6 o'clock.
Oh,
it closed at like 9.
Yeah. So after that, first thing, Mitch and Sherry here, and they figured out very quickly how to use my Google Home to play Smash
Mouth.
Google Home to play Smash Mouth.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, all you have to do is say, okay, Google, play Smash Mouth on all speakers.
And it will start playing Smash Mouth on all speakers in my house. That was very fun.
I enjoyed that.
We got up, and then we went to the river. Where we always go to. We met up with our friends, Joyce and Joe over there.
Yep. They took us up the river, on a little skiff.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. And
there are manatees all over.
Yes.
I saw my mortal enemies over there, the manatees. They were hanging out.
Did you hit any of them?
They're so cute.
They're not cute.
No, we didn't hit any. Well, we got close.
We might have. We went right over the top of one of them.
Yeah, but I didn't feel a bump, so it's probably fine. It was another day where it was one of the lowest tides ever, to where it was like a foot of water, and the boys had to get out and push
Oh,
us.
Yeah, we had to get out and like pull the boat over.
Oh, my
there.
God.
Yeah, it was bad.
The but tide was bad. At least it was in the middle of the night and Christmas and a parade. So, but yeah.
That was Friday, and now Sherry was sick when she got here, so Sherry actually went to bed pretty early Friday night. Like, she went...
Like 8:30.
8:30 at night. She's out.
Which would have been, like, 7:30 Minnesota time.
Yeah. So she falls asleep on this air mattress there, and we're just outside, and we're hanging out. Nothing...
Everyone went to bed early Friday night because we knew Saturday was New Year's Eve.
So
we were
prepping up for Saturday. Yeah. Saturday we get up, we all get up relatively early because we went to bed early. We go on a boat ride.
We go back up the river and explored a little bit more, and then went back in to regroup.
So we
for
figure
our
we're going to have dinner out on the boat.
Yes.
So what we do is we get one of these Weber. We have a pontoon. They have a pontoon boat, not we. And we get one of the Weber grill, a propane grill, and we put it on the pontoon boat. And we also take a little gas fire because it was kind of chilly for us.
There was a
that
lot of
fucking
fire.
Propane. That little gas propane fireplace is amazing.
Yeah. So then we go out to the middle of the ocean, out in the Gulf, and we start cooking and we eat. After
we like grilled full ribeye steaks out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, it
nice.
Was awesome.
So before the
you can actually see the grill in the back of the boat.
That's the sunset right there. Posting the pictures before the sun went down and it got too cold. Everybody got naked and we all took a picture. That's why there is a picture of. Me with Joe naked sitting on me and Mitch sitting on him.
I have a photo I can post. I have. Let me get
perfect.
It real quick.
I was going to say, I got a oh, that's right. Yeah, well, hey, first Kelsey like shows me. She's like, look at these three. And I was like, oh, my God. They're having a fun time. And then like I went back to watch Jeeber doing whatever I was doing. And then Kelsey's like, you have been removed from group by Royce Lopez.
Well, hold on. There's
that's
a so sad. Wait. There's a reason.
After why'd you ask me?
I'll explain. After we sent the pictures, we realized, holy shit, there's a lot of nudity, and I don't know where you guys are looking at these. And I was afraid that if we kept sending them, you guys were going to pop them open, and you know. I didn't send a warning that there was nudity, and I was afraid that you guys were getting in trouble. You know I don't give a shit. I send it to you all the time.
It was for safety reasons.
It was for safety reasons. But obviously, there was more anyway, that was the reason. I didn't want anybody
Kelsey's
to.
Sad.
Kelsey can be sad if she wants, but that being said, you guys were invited. So
well,
don't.
How about you add her back to the group? You know I don't ever check Facebook, so it doesn't matter for me. Mm-hmm. But
I was enjoying the pictures, and I got X'd.
Oh my God.
Why are you leaving her out of the group there, guys?
Now, I want you to remember something. These are the same people that complain that we talk too much on Messenger and they don't want to be in the group. And now when it gets fun, all of a sudden they want to be in the group.
Oh, she doesn't complain. I'm the only one who just doesn't do it.
I just look and don't respond.
Why don't you respect my girl, bro?
I mean, because how loud she talked during Hateful Eight.
Oh,
was that rhetorical? Was that rhetorical?
No, picks for you.
Was that rhetorical, Dutch?
Well, there's a safe photo in the chat room right now.
Okay, look at the chat room.
You made your dick
I
look
love
real
how big you
long, Mitch. Real
no,
long.
No. To be fair, that's Mitch's dick size.
I saw the first one.
It is. You can look at it. It's pretty big.
You might have.
That's
so wait, did you guys just hang out nude the rest of the?
No,
of the
no.
Chilly.
Yeah, it was
just
cold.
For that picture.
It was cold. So we were like, we knew we wanted to do it. So before the sunset, we're all like, all right, it's now or never because it's only going to get worse from here. So we all kind of stripped down, took our things, and then put our clothes back on and had dinner.
So then we drive back over to the back to the place we're staying on the river, and it has like a big big deck outside.
Deck.
And we started a fire. Yeah,
there's a big deck outside.
We started a fire pit got the fire pit going outside. And
by the way, in the morning, that fire pit had nearly exploded, yeah, and there was ash everywhere.
Let's see, because everyone kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And this time I was drinking, too. So we're drinking and drinking and drinking all day on the boat, and we're already pretty hammered.
Joe took out a giant pallet and put an entire pallet on the fire pit,
and it caught.
Yeah, that's like something you do in college when you have like a bonfire. You're throwing like everything, like couches and
we ran out of firewood, so he was scrounging for shit to burn.
So, Marie, would you like to explain the rest of the evening? Because I don't even know how to do this minefield. It's a minefield.
You told me that you wanted to do it.
I do, but it's tough.
Refreshments were served.
Were served. And let's just say.
Okay, so.
I got it. I know how to do it.
Drugs. Okay. What?
Refreshments were served. Booze, really. It was just booze. Okay. Refreshments were served.
So dicks were served.
Yes.
Those would be called hors d'oeuvres.
Refreshments were served.
No, the balls were served in
round. That's the entree.
Refreshments were served. And there was a lot of pool tables going on.
Oh!
Is that
on
good?
On the boat?
No.
I was going to say, like they had a fashion show the night before.
Let me tell you something. These barbarians, and the barbarians being mentioned, Sherry, these barbarians, because that's what you fucking are, you're barbarians, at one point were standing, not inside, outside on the deck around the fire pit, and there's a bunch of different houses around, and literally, like, the houses.
Mrs. Hyde was out.
Yes.
There's to play.
Mrs. Hyde was out.
Kind of.
Two houses down, you could literally see they had the projector on with the bowl game on, you know? Outside, like a big projector of the bowl game.
And they were just pool table in it there right up there.
No, there were trees.
There were trees.
There were trees.
It was an Adirondack chair this time.
It was. And all I remember is, obviously you've heard our stories with our friends and all that. And I kept telling Joyce and Joe, look, they're going to fit in. Don't worry about it being Mitch and Cherry. And then we're all by the fire. Then we just turn around and we look over them and they're pool tabling over there. And I'm like, And to the point where Joyce goes, what? Oh, okay. All right. To where Royce had to be the voice of reason and go, guys want to go inside? Let's go inside.
You can't pull table that hard over here.
And we weren't listening. And they're like, guys, it's time to go inside.
I was about to grab Mitch by the taint. I was about to grab him by the taint and throw him inside.
That's funny.
Oh, Mitch.
Was it loud pool tabling or just full view for everyone?
It was very discreet. It was discreet.
Were you fucking nuts? Are you serious?
It was tasteful.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No.
We didn't have a spotlight shining on us.
Yeah. It was dark. There was
You didn't have a spotlight. You had a fire right next to you.
We were quiet.
Drago raping Khaleesi, except Sherry was Drago.
God.
Except Sherry was Drago.
Listen,
she is a fucking aggressive bitch.
I was going to say, does Mrs. Hyde get loud?
She gets loud and aggressive. She's very aggressive. If she was a guy, she would be in jail. Anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone
got lucky.
And then.
That night.
And then.
Because it's New Year's.
And it was fun because the place we stay at is, it's a trailer there on the river, but they redid the whole trailer inside. So it's really nice. Like a little vacation home. So you have one main bedroom in the front, one in the back, and in the middle, which is where Mitch and Sherry were sleeping, was on the air mattress there. And that was utilized as a pool table, too. And, I forgot to mention this. This story I do have to tell. So the night before, after we get back from Marcantina's house, we're just hanging out at the house, and we bring all our stuff in, and I walk in, and I don't see Mitch and Sherry. But Marie's down there and go, where's Mitch? I go, where are Mitch and Sherry at? And apparently, Sherry dragged Mitch into our bathroom downstairs because she couldn't fucking contain herself. And
Thursday night, guys.
Yeah, by the way, Royce, you have a pool table in your
Yeah, I have a pool table on my ottoman. I know.
I'm so proud.
And
I'm so proud.
How many places did you guys pool table?
Let me finish. So they go to the bathroom, and when they finally get out, Sherry walks out, And I'm like, you guys had fun, huh? She goes, yeah. Sherry proceeds to wipe cum on me. She wipes Mitch's cum on me. I swear to God. And I go, ew. And I wash my hands and go, why did you do that? And I'm like, that's fucking bullshit. And it was funny, though. I had to laugh. The next day, she didn't remember she did it. I'm like, you don't fucking remember?
She just stuffed that little tidbit in her top hat that she also forgot she wore. That's all.
Oh my God.
Listen, I thought it was tastefully done. The whole thing.
I thought that Royce and I grew closer together when we kissed that one time. But man, when you got somebody's DNA on you, you guys are a lot closer than I am now.
So that was the night.
To one up that, I'm gonna have to shit in Royce's face.
Do it. I'll allow it.
So at one point in the evening.
I don't know if I'm into it.
At one point in the evening, I go to look outside because, like we said, we throw a pallet onto the fire, but it doesn't quite fit the fire pit, so we kind of stand it up on its side, but it's still burning. And I go inside to use the bathroom. I come back outside, and how do I describe this?
We went to bed.
That's not what happened. You're a liar.
We were in bed.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the pallet fell down and scared you and Marie.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Sherry, do you remember?
We went to bed. We went inside and we went to bed.
That's not what happened. The pallets fell down.
We watched the New Year's Eve ball thing and then we went to bed.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I honestly don't remember what you're talking about with the pallet thing.
All right, then.
In the morning, I knew that it was all over the place on the patio, but I don't remember seeing it fall.
All right, yes, we saw the New Year's thing and the ball fell. Then I guess I'm mistaken.
Hold on. You guys, okay.
No,
so this is,
I don't know what
obviously
you're
something
with
happened that.
That
you guys don't want to talk about on the air.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about with the pallet thing.
Okay, then go ahead, Royce.
No, it wasn't a big deal. My point is I walk outside and everyone was distracted, and then the pallet thing fell. The reason you saw the brick and everything fall over is because the pallet almost fell on you guys. That's why you guys jumped up. Do you not remember this?
Not at all.
The burning pallet.
Nope.
Literally almost
got
fell on you guys.
On fire and you don't remember?
Not even a little bit.
Are you serious?
Positive.
Holy shit!
I'm not lying. I'm like, that. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, when you wake up in the morning, the outside looked like a fucking mess, and it was a Hansel and Gretel.
Is that what feeling like P. Diddy feels like?
Apparently, it was a Hansel and Gretel of finding your clothes in the morning. That was tough. It was everywhere. It was just everywhere. If I'm lying, tell me, but it was everywhere.
Dude, it was hangover-esque in the morning. Like, the first hangover. There were crumbs everywhere, and I didn't remember why until later on. I'm like, oh, yeah, someone made a pizza. Did you just cut it on the countertop?
That's right. Yeah, we did make a pizza.
We had so much cleanup to do. Everyone's shit was everywhere.
It was a
bottles
mess.
Everywhere. We went through 7 bottles of wine and, like, 4 cases of beer and a handle of Captain Morgan before the night was over, before the weekend was over.
So, yeah, basically,
2 bottles of champagne.
Everywhere I walked, whether it be inside or outside, was debauchery, is the point, is what I'm saying.
Awesome.
And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys had a plasty blast.
It was
a great way to bring in the new year.
Mitch and Sherry, how many owl eyes would you give that on TripAdvisor?
I'm going to have to say upgraded it to 3 owl eyes.
Really? 3?
3 out of 5.
I don't like that at all. I feel it should be higher than that.
How many services?
I said 3 owl eyes.
I have a better question. How many services did you guys pool table?
Say that again?
I don't know, but Mitch never got mad at me.
Why would he? Oh, my God. At one point, Sherry was screaming. Let me rephrase. Mrs. Hyde kept yelling, are you mad at me, Mitch? Are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?
And I'm like, literally.
So when Sherry was having her fashion show with the other people, she's like, Mitch, are you mad at me?
Is that what we're calling?
No. Why would I be mad at you? Well, this is awesome. Why would I be mad at you? So that was her thing all weekend, was just asking me if I was mad at her.
Are you mad at me? With a big shit grin on my face. Are you mad at me?
That's so annoying.
By the way,
here's what I'm going to say.
Very quick backstory. Like, I used to chewed out for wearing leggings with some of my boyfriends. Like,
I always dated
very controlling men, very possessive men. So I'd look at Mitch, I'd be like, my tits are out. You mad at me?
Chewed out. I misheard.
You know what I love about this whole thing? Before the Florida trip, what was that, a year and a half ago? When we went down, like, Mitch and Sherry were considered like the conservative ones. And then once we had that backyard pool party at you guys' old house, like, these two have.
It's
become like a runaway train. It's like
emerged
like
from
untrained
our cocoon.
Dogs
no,
getting out just, of the yard.
We're beautiful butterflies spreading our wings.
Always have been this way. I've just been nervous that Mitch would get mad at me.
But hold on. But Sherry,
seriously.
Sherry, what do you mean by this way?
Baby, I was born this way.
Lady
no,
Gaga.
Maybe no other way.
Yeah, baby, I think Lady Gaga is a good way to explain it.
No, I am who I am. I've always been this person, and Popeye. Now I don't have to wear a mask.
Precisely.
Unless it's one of those Eyes Wide Shut parties, going back to that. Then you have to wear a mask.
By the way, I would love to point out the last picture Mitch posted in the chat room of our pal Joe peeing off the side of
a buoy thing in the middle of the Gulf.
It's in the middle of the Gulf.
I was going to say, like, how on earth did he get up there?
We pulled the boat up to it.
He's probably, he's probably about 10, 12 feet up in the air.
Yep. And after he's done, he hangs his feet into the ocean and swishes them around a little bit as he says, there was a ton of bird crap up there.
It was covered in bird shit.
Like, he's like, it was just a puddle of bird shit. I should have thought that through more. Oh, what a bad idea. But he had to do it.
Yeah, so yeah, Sherry definitely came out of her shell, that's for sure. I mean, she not only that, she like went full bore. Like, she's absolutely just crazy aggressive when she drinks.
Listen, everything's okay. Hilarious. Everything's okay on water. There's no rules when you're out.
A lot of the stuff happened off water.
Yeah, but we were on
we
water.
We were by
before.
The water.
I'm sorry, but our
you're waterfront.
I'm sorry, but our ottoman is in international waters. I'm positive.
Well, you're so Cuban.
You're saying
so
it's
so
like
yes.
Gremlins where you water. It's like Gremlins when you get them wet.
Yeah, you fed Sherry after midnight.
Yeah.
Wine, if you feed Sherry wine after midnight. Oh, fuck.
We had a good
I will
time.
Say this, though. Like, I've partied with Sherry a couple of times, and I will confirm with everybody else on the show for the listeners. Sherry is a blasty blast to drink.
Oh, yeah,
with.
She is.
She's a fun person.
Dr. Jekyll will fall asleep while doing a radio show with you guys. Mrs. Hyde will balls to the wall.
Yeah, Mrs. Hyde is fucking nuts.
Now, let's not pass over how amazing Mitch was, too, because he bought a full packet of cigars and was constantly smoking a cigar, drinking a beer, and fishing off the side of the boat at all times.
Yeah.
He couldn't have looked more manly if he tried.
That's true.
Love him.
It is nice having Mitch on the boat, because it's just this other insta-man on the boat that knows what to do, like how to tie up a line immediately. You don't have to explain to him how to help.
Insta-man?
He knows how to help right away. Like, oh,
yeah,
I know
how
to
catch a dock so you don't, you know,
exactly.
Crash the boat into
no, but
it
you
or,
would be
you know,
amazed how many fucking people are, what do I do? I'm like, dude, come on.
He knew exactly what to do. He knew how to tie a boater's knot on the dock and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
I remember one night, the most impressive thing I do remember is Mitch saying, Sherry, I literally can't go again. I'm tired. And then him 5 minutes later proving himself wrong.
Just shows you.
Where
body is stronger than the mind.
Where there's a will, there's a way. Fucking what is that, your Buddha saying?
I think so.
The boater is stronger than the mind. It's old Chinese proverb, I believe.
Pool table stronger than the hangover.
Refreshments were served, I guess is the point, right?
Indeed.
It was pretty fun. We had a good time, mm-hmm. I think.
Could have been better.
Oh, going. Wait.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
You know, with the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where's he going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
After the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
The amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use a promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Look, it's okay to write about mass murderers. You just can't side with the mass murderers.
This is a direct attack on his First Amendment rights. A right, I might add, that belongs to everyone, regardless of intelligence deficiencies or possible retardation.
Yes, but there are conditions to those rights, like yelling fire in a public theater or preaching white supremacy to middle school students.
Look, we simply can't allow Hitler's hate speech to alienate our diverse student body. We've worked very hard to create an open atmosphere for all our students.
Look, you can't go teaching equality and then get your human rights panties in a bunch when it comes with a couple of wedgies. Every asshole is entitled to his beliefs. That's the yin and the yang of democracy. It's the same freedom that allows you to teach wearing that silly beanie and those Crayola-colored kids out there to go to school together. It doesn't matter anyway. Pretty soon, there's not going to be any Jew or Aryan or Hindu or Muslim or Mexican or blacks. It's just going to be the rich and the fucked. And our grandson is already one of the fucked. So at least let the boy express the degenerate ideas he can actually comprehend. And that, my multicultural friends, is liberty and justice for all.
Second hour. Dutch and Roy, Sierra MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live. If you'd like to check us out with the chat room and the video, and you can join in with the pictures and all kinds of fun stuff when we tell a story and you want to see what we're talking about, that's the place to go. If you'd like to Skype us, Hippo Juice Film, you want to call us, 954-573-2780. Did we ever, I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but I never actually looked into it. Like, how easy is it to get like one of those 5-digit text-in lines?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
I didn't either. Like, I didn't know if anybody knew off the top of their head.
You have to pay for that shit.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, well, if any listeners want to pay for that shit, send it to us.
Oh,
like
people
radio
to not text us? Because who texts? Seriously, like, who texts a 55555 number?
Well, like live radio shows, like regular, like, you know, AM or FM stations.
I don't feel like people do that shit.
We have a chat room, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what if they're in their car? And they can't figure out the thing with the thing
anyway,
in the mobile app.
And then crash.
Well, you shouldn't be texting and driving.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Says you.
Yeah.
I'm a master at it because I hold my phone like out in front of me. I yelled at Kelsey the other day. We were driving up to Denver, and she does this thing like where she holds her phone down to like the bottom right and looks down at it. I'm like, I have no problem with you doing stuff on your phone. Just hold it out in front so at least your periphery is looking it while we're driving. At least that's my move. If I have to. But generally, I don't ever look at my phone when I'm driving.
Well, now that I have a car that can handle Android Auto, I can voice to text people so I don't have to look at my phone.
That's right. How much do you love your car?
A million times over. It's the best car ever.
Awesome.
Yeah, my old car is a piece of shit, and I hate it.
Android, we found this out. Android Auto does not like to curse, so it just says the word asterisk instead.
Huh?
So when you sent me a text that said, Mitch is a F asterisk, 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 asterisk.
That's correct.
It was very funny. Won't
curse, what if you spell it out phonetically?
I don't know. We never tried that.
Mitch, what did you do with Google today?
Oh, like I said earlier, we woke up or we found out that you can say, okay, Google, play Smash Mouth on all speakers while you're in Royce's house, you know, and it'll play it on all the speakers he has upstairs and downstairs. Well, I found out how sensitive Google because I sent Royce a voice message today from home or from the car, whatever. And I said, okay, Google, play Smash Mouth on all speakers. And apparently when he played it, it started playing Smash Mouth.
It started playing Smash Mouth, even from Minnesota.
That's awesome.
I hate him.
I like that Smash Mouth is the new Double Vision.
I don't. I'm not a fan.
Oh, I am such a fan. Every time it happens, I just get really excited and I start dancing. Doesn't matter what time of day. It could be 6 a.m.
I like it because there's such a catalog now. Instead of just one song, you have...
Yeah.
An entire catalog of amazing songs.
Exactly. They're all wonderful. Mitch actually rolled deep when he was using our Google Home. He played a song I hadn't even heard before, and I was enjoying
it. It picked it for me. But.
Oh, well, still, I was very proud. I'm like, ooh, new Smash Mouth? I never knew I would have this kind of joy in 2017.
Oh, God, I can't believe they're still around.
I'm sad that they're not making new music.
Yeah, because the new Shrek movie hasn't come out yet. Give them a chance.
I thought they broke up a few years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Name the band members of Smash Mouth.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
That's it.
And his friends, Guy Fieri and friends, I believe.
Oh fuck! So I asked a question the other day, and I wanted to ask you guys, but I asked my gay friends. Is brunch just gay church
for gays?
Mm. Yeah, like okay, Sunday.
Go on.
Every time I see my gay friends on Facebook, every Sunday they all go to brunch, and it seems like it's a tradition. So I'm wondering if brunch is basically just gay church.
Well,
they go together, they take communion, they drink.
Yeah, I mean, you're okay, so you're out partying all week long, and then Sunday is a day where a lot of churches aren't really accepting of gays, so they need to find a safe place to gather together and just relax and unwind.
Replace wine with mimosas and replace the Jesus crackers with unlimited omelet bar.
Or like, pancakes.
Yeah, same thing,
and
right?
And they say, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Genes.
Yeah, exactly. Holy Jesus. Fucking
asshole.
I don't think I've ever referred to anything as brunch. I would just say, hey, we're eating.
You're not gay, though.
You're not gay.
Yeah, but I mean.
I like cock.
Women, is that only a gay term, then?
Well, women use it, too. Women and gays do brunch. Men don't do brunch.
I don't know. I'm with Royce.
It's either breakfast, and then once it hits 12, it's lunch.
No.
Not if you're a woman or a gay on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's brunch. Sunday brunch.
I will say this. All I know is your friend Josh is always posting about brunch.
Yes, correct.
Loves brunch. Because brunch usually comes with a free and or unlimited mimosa situation. That's why you get excited for brunch. Lunch and or breakfast do not have that mimosa situation going on. That's the difference.
Man, we were really.
Well, I mean, anytime you get something free for like you know, a meal, that's a win-win.
We really look for any reason to start drinking earlier. It's like, well, if there's orange juice in it, it's basically breakfast food.
Well, I guess we had brunch New Year's Day. Which, by the way, was awful because New Year's Eve we had to park our car, so we were going to be we shared a hotel room with my buddy Tyler and his wife Liz, and they were like, okay, it's at the Residence Inn, you know, down the road from here.
Whoa, don't throw your money in my face.
So we went and we parked our car at the Residence Inn. And we took an Uber back to the place where we were going to have a party because we had dinner first, did that, you know, cause we were running late, so we couldn't park our car there first, yada, yada. So we went and parked there, had a fun time. We go back, and we're like, oh, okay, we're going to go back to the inn. And they're like, oh, okay, it's right here. It was within walking distance. We had driven to the wrong Residence Inn about 4 miles away, which in city driving took about 15 minutes. And we're like, all of our clothes and everything or in that car so we could, because we had plans to wake up the next morning, I guess, to have brunch. So we sleep over there, and then the next morning we had to take the worst walk of shame, where she's wearing her evening gown and I'm in my tux and everything's all wrinkled and awful, and we had to like take a cab back to there. We had to get in our car and change in our car, and like at one point I look at Kelsey, I'm like, we're in our 30s and we're changing after a night of drinking in our cars, and we had to park next to dumpsters, and it's like this guy dumpster diving, just looking over at us. She's taking off her evening gown and putting on jeans.
At 9 a.m.
A bum walks by, you're like, morning.
No, he he was dumpster diving, and I'm putting on my Broncos shirt, no bra, and we're both putting on our jeans in the car with our seat pulled all the way back. Like, all right, let's change into our jeans because I parked at the wrong fucking hotel.
Yeah, it was.
And then we drove to the Ritz-Carlton and had brunch. At Eloise. I had to say it like that.
Ooh, fucking Ritz-Carlton. Hold on a second.
It's not Elway. It's Elway's.
Oh, Elway's.
John Elway started a chain of restaurants called Elway's.
Yeah,
John
but
does every major city that has a quarterback have a breakfast place or like and or a restaurant?
Wait, what? Do you guys have Marinos?
We have Marinos. We have Shula's.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
We have Offer Dolls.
Oh yeah, we have Shula's Steakhouse.
Oh yeah, we got Elway's. We have Elway's. We don't have Simeon's or Cutler's yet, but we do have Elway's.
Well, could you imagine that restaurant? Come to
Simmons.
We got the.
Have you guys ever seen like the way the Broncos quarterback's last name is spelled?
The breast milk. What? Breast milk. Semen. I don't know. Sorry.
What? Good one, honey.
What about breast milk?
Fail.
I'm turning your mic off. you get one of these.
It's a John Bob.
Okay. So,
but that's true. That is true. That there's regional places where certain star athletes just are like there's the Marinos, like the Shula Burger, like it's really really weird. And why does Don Shula think that he would know what a classy steakhouse is like, or even John Elway for that matter? Like, why do they think they know what a nice restaurant is?
Or what does John Offerdahl think he can make a bomb-ass bagel?
John Offerdahl made a lot of money because John Offerdahl sold his company to Einstein's Bagel, that franchise. That's how he made all his dough. And then he started another place.
Dough.
Yeah. But it's
speaking of sports, real quick, did you guys see the? Did you guys hear about the whole Brent Musburger thing?
No. What happened?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, so Brent Musburger
did he flip
his bet? No, well, he's he's a play-by-play guy, and he was doing the Rose Bowl last night. And was it last night? Yeah, it was last night. And, you know, the game was going on, and it was Oklahoma versus whoever. And Oklahoma has a running back named Joe Mixon.
Right.
Who, back in 2014, got suspended for the year because he punched out a girl in a bar.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I don't know if you guys have seen the video.
Did she have it coming?
Well, she they were all drunk, and it was some bar, like, you know, overhead shot video, and she started swinging at him, and he just one punch knocked her out and then walked out.
Okay.
He was a freshman at the time, so he was only like 18 years old or whatever. And OU basically, you know, suspended him for the entire year. And then the kid's a really good player. And so that was 2 years ago, and the video just came out recently. And then while they were calling the game, this happened.
That's Joe Mixon, number 25, just bending down there. Many of you are aware of the controversy surrounding this young man in recent weeks. But back in 2014, he punched a female student back in Norman. He was suspended the following month for the entire 14 season. Oklahoma thought he might transfer. Well, the video was released in 2016. It was released by Mixon and his attorneys because they knew that the media had sued and it would eventually get out. It was troubling, very troubling to see. We've talked to the coaches, and they all swear that the young man is doing fine. Like I said, Oklahoma thought he might even transfer, but he sat out the suspension, reinstated. And, folks, he is a... he's just one of the best, and let's hope, given a second chance.
Why would they bring that up?
At Oklahoma. Let's hope that this young man makes the most of his chance and goes on to have a career in the National Football League.
So that's what he said, okay? That was in, like, the first half. Now, midway through the start of the second half, apparently... Brent Musburger, who's like 75, he's a broadcasting legend. Royce, you know this guy.
Of course.
He's been around forever.
Of course.
he got a little testy, and then because I guess either one of the suits or you just listen to this.
You know, Jess, apparently some people were very upset when I wished this young man well at the next level. Let me make something perfectly clear. What he did with that young lady was brutal, uncalled for. He's apologized. He was tearful. He got a second chance. He got a second chance from Bob Stoops. I happen to pull for people with second chances, okay? Let me make it absolutely clear. I hope he has a wonderful career and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video, okay? Second down and nine.
Wow.
That was the angriest second down and nine I don't think I've ever heard in my life. Like, you have to imagine. One of the suits at ESPN went to him and said, by the way, you know, you're going to have to go on the air and apologize. And he's like, I'm Brett Must-Fuck-Burger. Who are you?
Yeah, he doesn't have to fucking do anything.
Here, listen to this again.
Brutal, violent video. Okay? Second down and nine.
I want to laugh with you, but I don't see what's funny about sports.
No, it's
not the sports. It's the whole fact that he addressed it on the air that, you know, that, okay, yeah, this kid.
Not Harry Potter, so it doesn't matter. She won't care.
But it just kind of goes into that whole cult. It's like you can't say anything on the air anymore. And it's good to see an old crotchety guy saying, fuck you for even insinuating. Because, dude, it hit Twitter like a firestorm, like, Brett Musburger, you know, is condoning the beating of women.
No, but seriously, what was he supposed to say? Fuck him. I hope he dies. Like, what is he supposed to say?
I don't know. But the fact that he brought it up and he had this whole, like, you know, oh, I wish him well in the next level, you know, he waiting over second chances, and that he came back, and not only did he not apologize, but he doubled down on it and said, go fuck yourselves. I like people with second chances. Disney, second down and nine.
ESPN reacts to Brett Musburger's comments. Hours after announcer Brett Musburger praised Oklahoma Sooner star Mixon during ESPN's broadcast of the Sugar Bowl, the Disney-owned sports network on Tuesday defended its coverage of Mixon's assault of a female student. Musburger, 77, drew widespread
criticism. By the way, I apologize. I'm sorry, Royce, but did you see the wording of what they just did there?
Yeah.
They said his praise for a Disney-owned company – defends assault on a woman. Like, that's such damning wording.
I know.
Read that over again. I'm sorry.
Hours after the announcer, Brett Musburger, praised Oklahoma Sooner star Mixon during ESPN's broadcast of the Sugar Bowl, the Disney-owned sports network on Tuesday defended its coverage of Mixon's 2014 assault of a female student. Musburger, 77, drew widespread criticism after referring to Mixon as one of the best and expressed hope that the 20-year-old running back would make the most of his second chance. Mixon was suspended for the entirety of 2014 season after he was caught on video punching Amelia Molitor at Oklahoma restaurant, breaking her jaw in the process. We have covered the sensitive, important topic aggressively across our entities and will continue to do so. Stephanie Durley, ESPN Senior Vice President of Events and Studio Production, said in a statement. All right, let me find the video. I kind of need to see the video because I kind
of of her getting punched.
Yeah, I got it. I'll find it.
Yeah,
while you're looking for that, isn't it kind of hypocritical to, like, not make fun of him for what he did? Because we always make, at least I do, I beat on Adrian Peterson all the time for when he beat the shit out of his kids.
Right.
Even though he's apologized for it and all this other stuff.
Oh, it's not making fun of him. It's Musburger saying, okay, this kid has, you know, he's paid the price. He's retribution. He's a good running back. He actually is very good. And he's like, and I hope he does well at the next level. And it's a fact that everybody was going, oh, you're supporting women beating.
All right,
like, no.
I have the video.
Oh, here you go, yeah.
All right, let me full screen it. And here we go. All right, there's no sound. It's basically a fast food place.
Okay, so the blonde on the left is one to focus on. On the right side, that's Mixon walking in.
Okay, she's the but on the left is really cute. Jeez.
Yeah, she's kind of chubby.
All right, so that's Mixon, the guy right there on the right with the Biggie shirt on.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, she pushes him.
hits him. So he punches her.
Oh, she went down.
See that again.
Holy shit.
Why was she pushing him? Like, was she drunk?
See, that's a closed fist that she's swinging at him. Yeah, they were all drunk, apparently.
Okay.
She swung at him first.
Oh, she hit him in the head.
She did hit him right in the head. Was
it back it up and let it. Yeah, it's kind of choppy video, but.
No, she slapped him. It wasn't closed fist.
It looked like a closed fist at first.
And then he walked out. And wow, she.
And everyone else is just kind of sitting there. Like, huh?
She is out cold.
Jeez. Maybe he didn't think that it was a woman.
You know, the best part is the other black guy that was sitting there with her is wearing a UFC hat, and he didn't do anything. He just let him walk out.
I think everybody who was there, it probably was after hours. Hold on, what's the time? Oh, yeah, it's at 2:39 in the morning.
So everyone's all hammered.
Everybody's hammer time, getting something to eat.
Oh, day after my birthday.
I feel like a racial slur was thrown in there somewhere.
You think he called her a honky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you meant, right?
That's what I meant.
And, wow, man, she's out for a while, too. Like, she's not just out for a little bit.
Well, she just got punched. I don't know if she got knocked out. I know he broke her jaw, though.
Wasn't she also drunk, as you said, or only he was drunk?
I guess so, yeah. According to the reports, everybody was hammered.
When you're drunk, you don't feel pain. I believe that's how it goes.
Oh, I didn't. I never did.
I'm pretty sure I would feel that kind of pain.
Okay, she's standing up. Oh, boy. She is weak in the... Oh, no. Oh. You got knocked the fuck out, man!
Fuck out, man!
That's exactly what it is.
This is why that we are the team that we are.
Wow! Look at her.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
They got the blood... Oh, they're putting a paper on her nose because he's pleading. Nigga, you squirting! Oh, hold on. The fast food managers over there are going to solve the problem.
Now, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, that's not cool.
Oh,
but
no.
But it goes back to the whole old, you know, I'm Chris Rock bit. Like,
hold on.
Never a reason to hit a girl. There's plenty of reasons. You just don't do it.
Yeah. Or Daniel Tosh's. He's like, all right, here's one. What if you walk in and she just drowned your first two kids and she's about to drown a third one? Can you punch her then?
Can you punch her then?
Yeah. But my point is like, no, I'm not laughing because he hit her. That's pretty fucked up. She did just slap him. That was pretty fucking ridiculous. But I'm laughing at the response. I'm really laughing
Here's the thing, though, is the reason why I wanted to bring this up is that, like, when did girls get so... Do you think it's okay to just start hitting people? I mean, like, had knocked her out, how many more swings would she have put on him before he landed that right?
She
probably would have kept on punching.
Listen, don't get me wrong. She should not have slapped him. She absolutely did the hitting first. But that being said, she could have held her hands easily, and she wouldn't have been able to move. You know what I mean? Like... Floyd Mayweathered her, you know, like
not saying he should have hit her. Of course. Yeah. You got to, you know, you do the like again, going back to comedian Bill Burr. You got to grab the one hand, grab the other, protect the balls, squeeze her tight and then to lower her slowly to the ground.
Yeah.
That's
but
the way
instead
to do it. He's a drunk 18-year-old kid.
Yeah. But instead he used a fucking star punch from Punch Out.
Yeah.
Fucking clocked her.
Oh, he hit select.
Yeah. I'm pressing play. Hold on. I want to finish seeing the response here. So they're putting napkins on her nose. Everyone's walking over here. That's weird. The school had a safe space. I can't believe that force field didn't protect her.
Right.
Oh my God! Everyone's there. They're giving her napkins. Yeah. Now the entire rest. The guy with the UFC hat did nothing though. I just want to keep that in mind.
I mean, he's looking.
What's wrong with
people
his
that
pants?
Wear UFC memorabilia? Don't really do anything. Nor do they.
Yeah. If you wear UFC, you probably don't train.
Look at this.
But if you wear those pants, you sure should.
Dude, she is fucking wobbled. Like, still, it's been like 2 minutes, and she's still.
I'd rather watch a UFC guy with his one leopard leg and one non-leopard leg pant walk around than watch her.
Hey, Dutch, you think she woke up with a headache?
Probably.
You think she had a little ouchy poos in the morning?
Yeah, she might need like at least not 4 ibuprofen, but maybe 6.
You think she did? Yeah, you think maybe she took a couple of leave?
Yeah, here we go. You backed it up. Here we go. Let's watch it again.
Slap, bam! Hit that little nigga with a freeze pop.
Yay! Way to bring it back.
Why is the thing that's bothering? Why is that one table crooked?
Little niggas with a freeze pop.
Holy fuck! Push, kum, clock.
What? Good what night. Was the worst hit? This one or the Ray Rice one?
Well, hold on. You know something else I noticed, Dutch? Watch when she gets hit. It's not only is she. You know where I think she might have broken her jaw? Look how her head hits the table. Watch.
Oh, you think she broke her jaw?
Look, yeah, watch. Boom, boom. You look at her. I think the worst hit wasn't even the punch. It's her head hit the corner of that table. Can you see it here?
Yeah.
See, like.
Yeah, whoop. She definitely hits her head on the
boom,
table
boom,
before falling.
Right there, see? So I think
see, when I watch this kind of thing, I see a privileged blonde girl who's probably getting, you know, her parents are paying for her to go to college. She's into the athletes, and she has gotten away with laying her hands on men before, and they have all been raised the way we have. You never hit a girl. You never hit a girl. But this guy's, you know, he's a running back who's probably recruited from an area that probably weren't trained to not do that. You know, it's a whole thing of like, you lay your hands on me, you're going to get hit. And she was not expecting that at all.
No.
Guest says, what if it was another chick that hit her? Would everyone be in a tissy? Maul says, men are far stronger than women. It's common sense. It's not a
fair
fight.
Of course, yeah. We're not saying that it was right. But at the same time, she just said it. Men are far stronger than women. So women, stop trying to swing at men.
Hold
because
on.
You know you're going to get your ass
Hold
knocked
on.
Out.
Listen, guest, I want to give you credit for your remark. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe he didn't assume her gender, so that's why he hit her.
Oh,
I'm the fucking guest again.
Really?
Well, would
you
change your name? Yes. Yeah.
Why do I have to keep changing my name? I'm the goddamn guest, and I'm
so
getting
say it
mad.
On Mike.
Honey,
put me back on, Maul. I'm responding straight to you. Maybe he didn't see gender. It's her own goddamn fault for starting a fight. Who gives a fuck that a man hit a woman? She went after him. He swung. Maybe he thought it was a dick. Who knows? It doesn't fucking matter.
Okay. Can
I talk?
Yeah, you can. You just did. The reason why you have to keep changing your name is because you're not registered and you're.
I'm logged in under my name. I'm the goddamn guest that's. Making
okay,
this
well then
conversation.
Just change your name to Kelsey, babe. Who cares?
Anyways. That's my story.
You know what? I just might Joe Mixon you.
I don't know what that means.
That's the guy who just punched that girl.
What All if? Right. What if instead of Joe Mixon, it was Ronda Rousey?
Oh,
I put Ronda Rousey in my chat.
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
if it's
I don't
my
know.
Headphone.
I don't know. I just Screaming. If it's the Ronda Rousey I just recently saw, she probably can knock the fuck out just like this bitch did.
So, that was almost sad to watch.
It wouldn't fucking
how
matter.
Badly she
that
got her ass handed to her. 49 seconds.
48.
John, you posted a video the other day. Can you post that in the chat room, or can somebody pull that up? Let me watch how badly. Ronda Rousey, because she was considered the most dominant. But then again, I saw Chael Sonnen talking about it in that when she was dominant, like there was really not a ton of really good female fighters going on. And she had like a one, you know, grapple game
go,
type of thing. And now the division's gotten a lot better with people who actually know what they're doing, as opposed to like, you know, maybe 15 girls who could fight.
Yeah.
By the way, did you read what happened?
What?
Amanda Nunes only got paid $100,000 for that fight. Ronda Rousey got $3.5 million.
She ain't getting
and
that no
she
more.
Got $100. She got another $100K for TKOing, so she got $200K.
Apparently, yeah. The ladies in our chat room tonight are not very happy with the men in our chat room, because of a lot of them are on the side of the guy here that the woman shouldn't have started the fight.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know what's going on in the chat room. The ladies are not very happy with the gentleman of the chat room this evening.
Wait, they're not happy with us because we're saying that he shouldn't have done
not,
it?
Not us. They're not. There's gentlemen. There's people in the chat room that are saying. There's men in the chat room that are saying, well, you shouldn't have fucking hit him first. And Maul is pointing out, and Miami MILF is on her side, that it's a man. He should have known better. Look, I agree. You shouldn't have fucking.
Well, I'm going to say.
That goes without saying. God. Do we actually have to say that? Everyone knows that.
Neither of them should have hit either of them.
Right. That's
Guys,
the point. That's the only thing we're trying to say.
Violence. Violence is never the answer.
Well, it's the fact that
sometimes
like
it is.
Women
probably not
women shouldn't just assume that men are always going to have that thing of, obviously everybody here agrees with, you never hit a woman.
But again, she's drowning Dutch, your babies. Dutch, it is 2017 now. You don't assume gender. So if you don't assume a gender, how can you get in trouble? I mean, seriously, if you can't have your cake and eat it too, if you want to not assume genders, that's fine. So if someone punches you, you can't go, this guy hit this woman. No, this guy hit this person.
If you can't eat a cake, you have to punch the cake.
You punch the cake as hard as you can until it falls down at what looks like to be an Arby's.
Well, yeah, you got
to
tenderize it so it softens.
What if the male's mother teaches her how to hit her son? Is it okay then? Asking for a friend.
I don't know.
No! I don't like your friend. Because your friend is you, and you hit me.
Because your mom taught me how.
Mal says, should I Miami Mill says, should I punch my kid when he hits me? It's about restraint. Yeah, I understand it's about restraint, but I guess, number one, he was drunk. Not that it's excuse, but number two, it's your kid, so you love your kid. When it's
how do you know that the kid was drunk?
Does Mal have a kid if she can't have sex?
Miami Mill.
Honey.
He said Mal.
Then I said Miami MILF.
You said Miami MILF.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. You happy?
Something about Ronda Rousey getting knocked the fuck out.
That's not what I was saying.
Maria, I posted it in your messenger.
Thank you.
But I guess the difference between that is that you love your kid and you're not going to harm your kid. When it's just some fucking basic bitch that's slapping you, I guess you're not going to have the same restraint. You know, like it's not the difference between some fucking sorority slut that just hit you than your child. You know what I mean? Like, I would assume there's a difference, right?
Right. I mean, look, they're
I'm not
all
saying that he's right to hit her. That's not my point.
People are misconstruing what we're saying. The point is that we had these are a bunch of like 18, 19 year old drunk college kids. And this girl has been in an environment where she just assumes she can lay her hands on anybody and no one's going to hit her back. And this guy proved that that's not always the case. Not saying that he was right to do it, but at the same time, girls, don't assume that you can just start swinging on somebody and they're not going to hit you back.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. You don't, you know, the
you
point
can't
is
assume
the point is that they puts a lot and it puts a lot of guy. But I will agree now with this part. There's a lot of pressure on the guy, you know, like. The woman could be slapping you and throwing things at you and you have to be calm and you can't hit back because even if she fucking karate kicked you earlier, when the cop comes, you're going to jail if you hit her. You know what I mean? Like, so the guy has to have this fucking zen-like restraint when a woman is slapping her, you know? But imagine if you had the same restraint if another fucking bitch walked up to you and slapped you. Would you be able to have that restraint? It's, you know, it's like you have to, even though you have all this anger flowing through, you have to go, it's a woman, you're not supposed to, you walk away. And I think for the most part, most men, some men are assholes, but most men do a pretty good job.
No, I would say vast majority.
That's what most means.
No,
I think everyone
most
should.
Most means 51% in Europe from the way
no,
you're
No, most doesn't mean 51%.
Yes, it does. That's most.
It's way
No, that's majority.
No, vast majority.
Stop it! Most, fuck you, no!
I'm getting into minutia, because that's what she's doing.
I like Menudo, but it was better when Ricky Martin was in it. Go ahead.
You know, minutia is what they use for the peanut butter and Reese's Pieces.
Not everybody knows that, or cares. Go ahead, Marie.
I think everyone should just learn how to do passive takedowns, because they look way cooler anyways. When someone attacks you all flailing like, and you're just like, bah, 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 and then you just put them on the ground.
John can teach that.
That's the way to go. Like the ninja moves where or
you
Jedi moves.
You can teach people to beat up women?
I can teach passive. Don't you
John
dare
can teach you
mouth.
Guys how to beat Maul, up chicks. You Maul, guys heard it here first.
Maul says in the chat room, sorry, it's just that I had a cousin. It's not the fucking chat room rolled up because Sherry had to pose a cat. Sorry,
cats on bubbles with rainbows and butterflies.
Maul says, sorry, I had a cousin who was in a situation like this where they both got drunk. And yes, she was aggressive, but the fucking guy's response was to beat the shit out of her and drag her by the hair. Now, Sean has a good point. He said, hold on. Sean has a good point. He says,
that you're missing the whole. Here.
So, Sean has a good point in the chat. He goes, sounds like they're both pieces of shit. But my point is that, but look up, but this is a woman trick. This woman, read this sentence. Marlon, I love you, but you're pulling a classic woman trick because I know these.
Yes, she is.
And here it is. And Dutch caught it too. Here's the woman trick. They downplay what the woman did. Notice how they go, yeah, she was being aggressive. They downplay what the woman did. And that, like, it's like, yeah, sure, she fucking hit him on the head with a wine bottle. Like, yeah, she's being aggressive. They downplay what the woman does, and then the guy looks like a maniac. That's what always happens. You, and I'm not even blaming you, Maul. It's in your DNA, I assume, but DNA, but that's a fucking woman trick. 100% guaranteed. You downplay your crazy to make the guy look crazier. What do you mean by she was being aggressive? Did she punch him in the balls?
Hold on. We're not even really talking about that. You're changing the narrative of what we're discussing. Exactly. What we're discussing is it's not okay to lay your hands on anyone.
Period. There you
go. That's the point.
That's my
point.
We're
talking about
that. It's not that you shouldn't.
You're changing it to something different.
I swear to God, Dutch, it's like the Black Lives Matter thing versus All Lives Matter. It's not that you shouldn't punch women. It's that nobody should hit anybody. Women don't get the right to punch men. Just because the saying is, well, men shouldn't hit women. Women shouldn't hit men either. You kids, bitches can't go around.
You shouldn't be allowed to test it because you know that we have it ingrained in our upbringing to not do it. You don't get to test that around.
Yes, Marie, go ahead.
Something to add to what Royce and Joel are saying, because I agree with both of you, is don't put yourself into a situation where you're in a place where, well, I was drunk, but he was drunk. No, you know what? I haven't had to be in a situation like that since I left college, and my life has been miraculous. I've never been in a bad situation because when you're with good people and you know who you're with and you trust who you're with, and you know I'm safe to get drunk or I'm not safe to get drunk. I'm safe to be rousy or I'm not like, use your fucking judgment. Unless you're goddamn kidnapped and dragged out of your home and taken into a situation that you shouldn't be in, you might have some own free will to make some better decisions.
Ma says, it's just, let's be honest, what the man is going to do to a woman is far worse. Understood.
I'm going to have to interject on that. Yeah. I have a lot more women in my class that can hit harder, stronger, and faster than most men.
John is saying is he gets beat up by women on a regular basis.
Yeah, and
he likes it.
And
pretty much, they do mitt work. Now I do mitt work. They basically punch
by the
me
way,
the rib.
Mitts is what he calls his balls. You know, it is far worse, understandably so. But when you say statements like that, other women interpret it as, well, that means I could hit them. You know what I mean? Like, that's, if we're going to get down into breaking down what's okay or not okay, and if men are always accused of being of rape culture and misogyny and everything that's happening and why women can't do this because it's every man's fault because I made a joke once about a woman cleaning the kitchen. If we're going to be blamed for everything, that's fine, but you guys can't fucking walk around hitting people. Man, men get hit a lot, you know? I mean, I know I've been slapped. You know, I've been hit. I've been by women. And it's okay for them. And it's,
you're
like,
Hispanic. You get hit by women all the time.
It's been inbred in me since I was born, man. And women hit you a lot in that culture, and it's just something you do. You get hit and you take it, and that's it, and you move on. And it's like, I understand the Zen-like patience you have to have, but my point is, you know, you have to understand, you cannot sit there and say men and women are equal. And there's 37 genders, but then when a guy hits a woman, all of a sudden there's two genders. So there's only two genders when it benefits you. You know what I mean? When there's two genders, when a guy's beating up a girl, then there's fucking two genders.
It's maddeningly inconsistent.
Yeah.
Either be a feminist or don't. If you're a feminist, that means you are strong enough to hit a man and get hit in return.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. Isn't it? Isn't that equality?
That is a very good way of putting it.
Maul just posted this. Just because a woman was being awful doesn't excuse brutal violence. It's like when a woman gets drunk at a party and gets raped. Sure, she shouldn't have gotten drunk, but that's no excuse for the rapist to be let free. That's not
that
even the same thing.
Let's not even address it because she's trolling us.
No, that's a girl. That's girl logic. That's not trolling us. She believes it. We're not saying it's not the same thing. This is the situation. The only way it would make sense, Maul, is if a guy goes to a party and a girl starts raping a guy first and he rapes her back. No, rape is just a guy being an asshole and fucking taking advantage of a girl. We're talking about a situation where a girl is not being crazy. You're using the word crazy. You know, use the word. If a girl fucking hits you in the face, Royce. What are you supposed to do?
Royce.
Yeah.
You're not understanding how wrong Maul is. Read the goddamn sentence. Just because a woman was being awful doesn't excuse brutal violence. She is the one giving the brutal violence. She's just weaker.
Yeah.
She started the brutal violence.
She's hitting you as hard as you can.
Don't give out brutal violence if your brutal violence is not as strong. Like, it's like a gazelle punching a lion and then getting angry that the lion is going to bite
right.
back.
Perfect example. I'm not going to walk up to Mike Tyson and punch him in the head because I know he's going to fucking murder me. So how about this? Fight. Let's go back to the old saying. Pick on somebody your own size. Fucking
or don't at all.
Hey, guess what? You know what's not going to happen? I'm not going to get into a fucking home run hitting contest with a fucking Major League Baseball player because I'm going to lose.
So because you're not on steroids.
My point is, exactly. My point is that you have to fucking just stop everything you're doing. And it's like you're making it seem like when a girl's acting a little crazy. No, we're talking about when someone, male or female, hits you, physically hits you, do you not have the right to defend yourself? I am not saying that the way he fucking hit her, yes, he should have controlled himself because that's the way the society deems it. But that being said, it doesn't get her off the hook for slapping
right.
him first.
If it were Florida and it were stand your ground and you had guns,
yeah,
and it equals the playing field, does it change your argument? If it were guns instead of fists, and both the guy and the girl had a gun instead of fists, and she shot first, doesn't that equal the playing field?
Yeah. And the Maul says, I'll just excuse myself. I guess she left. Look, hey, you know what?
Well, here's the thing is if you, yeah, you know, we're all kind of ganging up on her right now.
I wasn't trying to.
No. But if you read back by any of the things, she knows we're right because she keeps changing and shifting the argument because instead of arguing her actual point, she's bringing it to a new one, which again goes back to her point. Girl argument.
My point is this: if I know girl arguments, man. I'm telling you, I am a fucking.
You're half of one.
I know Jedi mind tricks. I know how to stop them. It's like you know when the stormtroopers are shooting phasers at a Jedi. I'm just blocking them with my because it's. I know the girl arguments, and I don't let them bother me. I ignore them because I am not saying that a guy should have control himself. I am not saying that. My point is that with that being said, it does not. Make it okay for you to, no matter who you are, to hit somebody else, whether it be a guy, whether it be a girl. She clearly hit him first. That did occur.
No. Yeah, but we already addressed that 1,000 yeah. times. The point is that once someone starts shifting it to things that aren't even what we're talking about, then you know that they know. It doesn't even have to be girls, even, you know, it could be anybody.
First,
when anybody shifts an argument and doesn't address the point that you just addressed, then you know that they are like, oh, okay, I got nothing for that.
She shouldn't have hit first, and he shouldn't have hit second, and we're not a judge, so we don't have to think of the consequences. Just don't do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, go back to my original point, which started this whole thing. Nobody should be hitting anybody.
Correct.
Yes. I think that's the point. I think the point is nobody should be hitting anybody.
We're basically saying everyone is equal, and we're being as fair as humanly possible.
Do whatever you want. Listen, as more and as far as the rape weird parallel you tried to make. No, you know what? I think girls should be able to walk around naked and get hammered if they want to, and guys shouldn't touch them. That's completely different than what I'm saying. What I'm saying is as a guy, you should be able to walk in a place and expect not to be punched by a girl too. You know what I mean? Like, you should have, or pride by anybody. Forget a girl because gender doesn't even matter here. You should be able to go, I could walk into this place and someone's not going to hit me in the face, no matter what I say, you know? I think that we're past
D-boy,
that.
D-Boy's coming in a little bit late. He says, what if he identifies as a girl at the moment? Yeah, we talked about that. We were trying to make it fun in the beginning.
Yeah, and that's a very good point.
We were making that joke.
What if, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I had like an off-topic question for the ladies in the audience. Or
all
not
the single ladies?
All the single ladies.
It's for...
Go
this
ahead.
Question goes to Marie, Sherry, and Kelsey off camera or off mic.
Oh, she's on.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So if a girl bakes you something, whether it be cupcakes, cookies, what have you, does that mean that she likes you or is her just baking something for you?
Oh, we're going back to the first hour. Okay.
Yeah.
No, she likes you.
With the hand joes and the blow joes.
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah, and I guess I was giving like a really boring, boring story, and it was supposed to lead into that. And then we got really, really hot. And the conversation got really hot on the second.
Sorry,
half,
so. We wanted to get into the pool tabling.
No, that's cool.
No, that means okay. She likes you.
Hold on. What type of pastries did she bake you?
She asked me. Like what I like and what I don't like, and she made cupcakes.
And she made you what you don't what like.
Now that's my point. What type of cupcakes?
They were made with vanilla protein powder, maple syrup extract, and a maple syrup like frosting, and then caramel kettle corn for the dressing.
I'll field this one.
No, it's for the girls, not you.
No, I'll field this one. Believe
it
me,
is
I know
for the girls.
Right now, identifying as a woman.
Dutch, why don't you
now.
Just let the girls answer first, and then you could fucking we've talked a lot. Let the women talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Stage one, clinger.
You think because it was maple?
No, I think that you already made cookies after one night.
I disagree. Yeah. I think she didn't want to bother to buy you a real gift and had some ingredients in her house and just cooked something.
No, yep. She told me that she went out and she bought
wrong. Of course she told you that.
Wrong.
See, I don't know, because I love to bake cupcakes and stuff like that. Like, I do it for people, coworkers, all the time, and I love doing it.
Precisely.
No, we're talking about making cupcakes for someone after you blow them.
Precisely. They didn't blow. Never, that's the point. No, the first never thing, happened. Honey. You're
whoa.
Yeah. No one knows.
You're listening to the same show?
John, that is not a tell of anything, because she could just really think she's a good baker and she's a narcissist. She could have been poor and baked it for you because she didn't want to buy a gift. Or she was being highly considerate because she's paying attention to your needs and wants and made you exactly what you wanted. It is not
a tell.
Well,
she already bought gifts for my and then this, I guess, was like the piece de resistance, I guess.
Yeah, I would not judge anything based off of baking.
Okay.
I would.
Now, if she continues to do two or three different thoughtful things, then yeah. But you got to let it solidify first. I would not jump the gun.
I would totally jump the gun, because if you're what was it, maple and what?
I posted the ingredients in Marie's Messenger.
Oh. Well,
because they were so good, like I didn't get a chance to take a photo of them. So because
I saw what she looks like. She looks high maintenance, and she looks like that she cares a lot about appearances.
Put it in the Skype thing. I want to see.
And it could go one way or another. She could be very, very sweet, but there's a lot of detail in there. So she could also be.
Here's my rule of thumb: if a girl bakes anything for you with maple, she's into anal.
What?
That's just my experience. I'm just telling you, you know, you live life and then you basically you add and subtract things. Maple means butt stuff.
Okay, so then that being said, after said cupcakes, every time I was I'd be at work, she would find an excuse to sit on my lap and then like rub like my shoulders and my arms.
She wants to fuck you. Look, enough of this.
Then fuck her
bullshit.
Already.
Just fuck her already. This is not even.
Then why are you asking?
What
about
are you
the
why are you even doing this show right now and not having sex with her? I mean, leave now. Like, if she's sitting on your lap and baking you things, what are you questioning? That's enough.
Yeah,
get
dude.
It done.
When a girl goes out of her way to either cook or bake, especially in this day and age, that's.
No,
yeah, she's into you.
Dutch, baking is not going out of your way. Literally every woman I talk to says, I bake stuff because I like to cook and I don't want to eat it and I bring it for other people to eat it. It is not a telltale. But if she's sitting on your dick and rubbing your shoulder, that is a telltale, John. Go with that one.
Baking is more of a telltale in my mind.
When Mitch and I started dating, I made him cookies or fudge or something. Little did I know he's not a big sweet eater, but I like went out of my way to make these for him. And
by the way,
fudge is a stage one clinger.
And fudge is and fudge is code word for anal for them.
Yeah. Or maple. But no. Dude, Marie, I don't understand how you don't see that when a girl goes out of their way to do things in the kitchen, when not a whole lot of people do things in the kitchen with the order out culture that we have. Maybe you do it, but not everybody's like you. That's a big thing.
I know so many people that
you've been
do
with
that.
Him for 10 years. You've been out of the dating game for
a long time.
Believe me.
I've watched several women that just bake all the time and then just bring it in and say, eat it. I don't want to eat it. I just like
baking. Who are your
it.
Friends? Anne of Green Gables? Like, who are the people you're hanging out with? I don't know anyone that
I'm
bakes
I'm sorry
on a
that I know
basis.
Better people
yeah, like,
than
I've
you.
I've known this girl for a while and she's never really baked anything or post photos of anything that she's baked or said, hey, look, I just baked this. Like, she told me, like, straight up, like, I'm gonna bake something for you.
Bam! Mic drop, Marie. Suck it.
I think she's totally into you, John.
She is into you, but I would never use.
Oh my God! What is it with women and women? Hold on, stop, John.
Like, I really don't have any friends to talk to or socialize with down here. So the only people I do that I know and love is everybody that's on the show and or in Orlando.
Now you're making it sad.
Well, what is it?
No,
what
I'm
is
not
it
making
right
it sad. I'm being honest and serious.
I know.
What is it with all the
women? I'm going to talk to my cat. My cat doesn't even meow.
What is it all the women fucking talk today? I'm even Marie, like, she's like, no, she's into you, but I just got to let you know that I'm right about the baking thing. Like, shut up. No, you're not right. Just fucking take the loss.
She's into him, the baking and
take the loss.
And it was leading into, she asked me what I was doing this Saturday. I said nothing. And apparently there's an amateur wrestling. She's really into wrestling. So there's an amateur wrestling thing this Saturday.
I'm telling you, dude, lap sitting, maple syrup, wrestling, butt stuff. Get it.
I agree.
Okay.
Can I see what this bro looks like? Send it in the Skype chat.
Marie's got it on her messenger.
I don't care what Marie has. You have the Skype chat. Send it there.
I don't know how to send it on Skype chat.
Oh, well, text
it's
it
not
to
on
me.
My, it's not on my computer.
Well, text it to me.
I'll message it to you, I guess.
I have my number.
I don't have your number. I don't have a number. It's my new, it's
all right,
a new phone.
Well,
I don't
it's
have
time
your
to wrap up. So,
new phone kind of has your number.
Yeah, you bitches can argue about how to send messages.
Yeah, let's wrap up. By the way, no hippo juice tomorrow. We're going to be in New York.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you guys going to New York? And please stall. I need to find a song.
Family stuff, but I think we're going to do Eric's show Thursday night also. So follow me. I'll let you guys know. We might be on Sirius Thursday night.
Oh, you guys going to be on Sirius?
We may be for Eric's show. So looks like it anyway.
Was that enough stalling time for you?
Did that buy you enough time?
You just fucking froze. Jesus Christ.
You need more stalling.
Joel,
time?
I sent it to you on Messenger. I just sent it to you on Facebook.
All right,
Messenger.
Hold on. Give me I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, everyone.
No, I'm sorry.
I got a song, Dutch. Don't worry.
Why don't we all just start talking about how we're better than everyone else?
Marie, why is your grumpy ass better than everyone else?
I'm not grumpy. I had a fantastic weekend.
That sounds like something a grumpy person would say.
I'm better than you because I had an amazing 2016 leading into an amazing 2017.
Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because somebody baked cupcakes for me from scratch.
Mitchell?
I am better than you because I am a fucking man who can handle himself on a boat with a beer and a cigar and a fishing pole.
Goddamn right.
Sherry?
I am better than you because I'm Mrs. Hyde.
Yeah. Royce?
I'm better than you because I saw so many pool tables this weekend.
Kelsey.
I am better than you because I'm actually in a relationship compared to Maul.
Why
you really hate her, don't
so
you?
I mean to Maul. I like
Oh my God.
She's had a problem with her for years. And I am better than you because I, at 32 years old, still get changed in cars. Thanks for listening, everybody. We won't be on tomorrow, but stay tuned. Royce and Marie may be on Eric Nagel's show on SiriusXM.
Yeah.
When is that? Thursday?
Thursday.
Might be.
Yeah. It looks like it, though. Right. I'll tweet it.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you guys next week. That's Royce.
Later. Another look into his eyes and he will talk to a reptile. You can find some other better girl.
Maybe, baby.